Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearsons discuss God's plan for man. You can speak God's words in faith and determine your outcome in life. Now here's Gloria.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Pastor George is back, and is he loaded with good stuff? We're talking about the spirit of increase.
Yes, yes.
So if you don't want to increase, you don't want to listen. But if you want to increase, you listen and take it and act on it, and increase will come. It's supernatural. That's how faith comes. You get the faith for it, and you release your faith, and the increase happens. Say, well, I don't know. I've never had any increase. See, that's what's wrong. You're saying, I've never had any. And your words are what comes
so
to
important.
Path in your
so
life.
So important.
So don't miss any of them. George, I've already gotten happy.
You know, you just said something that sparked a scripture in me. Where is that? Proverbs. Look at Proverbs 18. You just said something, and that went off on the inside of me. Proverbs 18, about words, in verse 20, it says, it's right there where death and life are in the power of the tongue.
Proverbs 18.
But that one in verse 20, Proverbs 18:20, a man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, with the increase of his lips shall he be filled.
That's right.
So how does the spirit of increase come? It comes through the words of our mouths.
That's right.
What we are speaking, what we are saying. And what you said, boy, you just said something about that, about our words.
Praise
and that
God.
Scripture just popped up
That's
on the
good.
Inside.
That's good.
With the increase of his lips, we will be filled.
And you know, the word teaches that, and we all know Mark 11.
Right.
And you get what you say.
Yep.
So this is fits right with that.
So we need to align our speech.
Oh, absolutely.
To increase.
What you want. What if you don't want lack, don't talk lack.
Don't talk lack.
If you don't want poverty, don't talk poverty.
That's right.
But if you want abundance, get on the scripture and talk the word of God.
Oh.
Ask me how I know. We've done it.
You've done it. Yep.
Thousands of believers have heard to take the word, put it in your eyes and your ears, get it in your heart, say it out your mouth.
Yep.
And it applies to your circumstances and
changes
things.
The foundation scripture for this teaching, as we read yesterday, was the 115th Psalm, the 14th verse. And I'll just read it to you here.
Okay.
The Lord shall increase you
more and more,
you and your children.
Hallelujah.
And I have been confessing that. I woke up this morning. I woke up with increase on my mind.
That sounds like a song.
I woke up with increase on my mind.
And think about it. It's working.
It's working.
Our children are prospering.
They are. Jeremy and Sarah, their little family, they're prospering. Jeremy and Sarah preaching all over the world. They're on television. Aubrey and Cody. Cody is flying one of the best jets out there a magnificent company. Well, he flies for Hobby Lobby.
Yeah.
And they're a God-fearing company. Aubrey is leading worship in her church in Oklahoma City.
Is she?
Yeah, they're prospering. Our children are prospering. And it's amazing what's taking place. And that's what the scripture says. The Lord shall increase you more and more.
Yes.
You and your children.
Isn't that a great scripture?
So, Gloria, I say that to myself. I was saying it driving in today. The Lord is increasing me more and more. He's increasing Terry and me and our children. He's increasing this ministry. He's increasing the church. He's increasing our family. He is, everything that we set our hands to do is prospering.
Somebody might say, well, I don't believe that. Well, you know, that's up to you. But we believed it, and we started out in what, George?
1967.
67.
50 years ago.
50 years ago, mm-hmm. We didn't have much of anything. We were glad to have a car, a good car. And we've increased because we've stayed on the Word. We believe the Word. We take the Word, and we sow, and we tithe, and we do the things it takes. And we never have quit increasing.
No. No, you haven't.
And you'll never quit increasing as long as you do things God's way.
I've been around this ministry for 41 of its 50 years. And I have been a student of this ministry and what this ministry teaches. And I've been able to see, I've had a front row seat.
You have.
As we moved from, we were in Lake Arlington, which, by the way, I found the pictures of Lake Arlington before it got fixed up.
Oh.
Ooh, boy. You guys had some faith for that one. But we moved from that place, and then we moved to another office and another office, and then we moved out here. And just seeing what the spirit of increase is on this ministry. And one of the things that we're going to be teaching, it'll be the last lesson that we teach next week.
Oh, good.
And it's talking about increase by association.
Oh,
and I'll be talking to the partners about their connection with this ministry. They should be increasing. Our partners should be increasing more and more because of the spirit of increase that's on this ministry. Well, as I shared yesterday, in April of last year, it was a Sunday morning service, and I had the ushers bring the baskets to the front as the Lord spoke to me some years ago, and I started doing it again. To speak over the precious offerings and the tithes of the people. They brought it to the front. And I mean, the Spirit of God took over, and in the Spirit of increase came on us. And He even named it the Day of Increase. Now, that footage is available. If you go to kcm.org and you go to the website and you see the picture of Glory and Me, click onto there. And we have put it's about a 45-minute clip of what happened that day in our church. I want you to see it because supernatural things were happening. Things were being said. Words from the Lord were given about the spirit of increase. And that day, I laid hands on every individual in our church to catch the spirit of increase. Amen. And ever since that time, it's just been growing and growing and growing on the inside of us. And our minds are being renewed to become increase-minded. We are increase-minded. I am increase-minded. I think increase. I think it all
Praise
the time.
God.
I see
and
it.
Happens.
I see it. And it's happening. It's happening. What we want to talk about today is the fact that increase...
Can I tell you something funny before
Please tell
you start?
Me something funny. Yes, I want to hear.
You might find interesting and funny.
Okay.
Ken has gotten... Somebody for us put Brother Hagin's tapes, his messages on Ken's telephone. Gene Bailey did. And so at night...
Yeah.
Now we have the little telephone.
His little telephone.
And Brother Hagin, we're in bed. It's early, you know. We're in bed.
Mm-hmm.
Lights are out.
Mm-hmm.
Here's Brother Hagin sitting up here in our bed preaching to us on the telephone. Now, who would have thought
who
that 20 years ago you'd be watching church on the telephone?
Oh, my goodness.
And it has been so... You know, it did to us what it did the first time we ever heard it. It's just stirred us up.
Yep.
And that's available. Those things, I think you can get them on the internet.
They're out there. They're on YouTube. Terry and I listen, and we have been for years.
You'd laugh if you could see us at night.
How you are...
Here we are on our big bed. Here's the little telephone.
And Brother Hagin is sitting in between.
We're not watching TV. We're watching the telephone with Brother Hagin preaching and getting happy. Oh, it stirred us up.
You know, we used to watch the news all the time. We'd watch Fox all the time. And, you know, going through the election season and all of that, the Lord was speaking to us, just turn the news off. Turn the news off. We were in the car the other day. We have XM radio in the car. So we turned on the radio, and Terry wanted to catch a little bit of the news. And she listened to it for about 12 seconds, and we turned it off. What are we doing? We're listening to Brother Hagin.
Yeah.
We've been listening to Brother Hagin. Kenneth E. Hagin was one of the fathers of Kenneth and Gloria Copeland
Absolutely.
In terms of the ministry of the Word of God, the teaching of it. That's where you learned it. Mm-hmm. And for years, Terry and I have been doing the same thing. We've been listening to Brother Hagin by night. And we listened to him last night. He
and
was
they're
preaching.
On, they're, aren't they?
They're out there. It's
on
YouTube.
Their website free, aren't they?
I don't know how much is on their website, but it's on YouTube out there. You can watch literally thousands of messages of Brother Hagin.
Oh, it does something for you.
It really does. And I can just to picture you and Kenneth sitting up in the bed with Brother Hagin preaching to you.
Watching him on the telephone. Now, who would have thought you'd ever be in bed watching church on the telephone?
But those things that you were taught in those early days, the foundational truths, those are the things that got you where you are now.
And this is another funny part of that story.
Tell me.
On the first one we watched, or about the first one we watched, Ken and I were sitting on the front row.
Yeah.
And then we found, we went through and we got one that Ken jumped up. He got so happy when Brother Hagin was down in the front preaching. He jumped up and began to do his, whatever it was, you know. I mean, he took off.
Oh, my.
And it was so fun
to
see that, George.
Well, you know, as we're talking here.
You'll have to look at it.
As we're talking here, they can put that on the screen and show him do that, because we showed it in church.
They
did. Mark Hankins was with us in church.
Mark's pretty wild.
He's a wild man. And he wanted that clip, so we played it in church. And when Brother Copeland jumped up, we all jumped up. I just leaped up.
I'd like to have a type of that.
And then he said, let's just play it again. Glory, we played it no less than 9 times.
I want to see
it. In service,
that,
because.
Send me that DVD.
I'll get it to you.
Isn't it great?
It's wonderful.
Oh, you get so stirred.
The word is wonderful, and it brings such life and increase to our lives. Increase was God's idea from the very beginning.
Right. The blessing. It's
the blessing.
Yeah.
From the very beginning.
The blessing is.
It was His idea. Let's look at this together. In Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26 through 28, it says, and I've got it on your notes there too, if you want to look at it. I'll read it out of the notes. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. So God created man in His own image. In the image of God created He him. Male and female created He them. And God blessed them. Now, here we go.
Yes.
The blessing. The blessing. God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over it.
Amen.
This was the original plan, Gloria, that God had for His man, to be fruitful, to multiply, to replenish the earth.
Everything.
Everything.
Glory to God.
His original intent for mankind was that they should be blessed and increase in every area of their lives.
That was His original plan.
Mm-hmm.
But the good news is the plan's still available. Glory to God.
That was His original plan.
All you have to do is get in on the plan.
The good thing is,
find out about it.
The plan still stands. The original plan still stands.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's still in force.
I looked up the word multiply in the Hebrew.
Yeah.
And I just so enjoy what it means.
What does it mean?
Increase.
Increase. Multiply.
To multiply means to increase.
Oh, I like that.
So when He's saying here, be fruitful and multiply, He's actually saying us, increase.
Certainly.
Increase. You know, this just came to me that I can see God pointing at us, pointing at you, pointing at me, saying, increase.
That's right.
Increase. Increase.
When you see that type of Ken doing his dance, you'll really get tickled. I mean, he went wild. I've never seen him do it before, and I'd forgotten about it.
That's a demonstration of the increase of God.
It was a wild night. Everybody was wild. I mean, we got it. Glory to God.
Wow. And we're supposed to increase that way.
We have
things happening in church. I'm looking for visitations and encounters from God now in every service. Miracles, signs, wonders.
Right, George, I believe that.
Whatever He wants to do, however He wants to demonstrate Himself.
We're open.
We're open. We're wide open out here.
Amen.
My goodness. And the Lord is sending us people from all over the world. We had people from all over the world in church just not too long ago. We had people from Bogota. We had people from Germany. We had people from Australia. We had people from Africa. They're coming.
In one service?
In one service. In one service. I was just led in one service to go around the room before I preached. Where are you from? Where are you from? Where are you from? We have people from West Virginia. We have people from Pennsylvania. And then the ones from outside of the United States. It's increase. And every pastor should be operating with the spirit of increase upon them. Increase. Like Brother Copeland has said before, every pastor should preach revelation from the level of a prophet. I took that.
Yeah.
That's increase.
Every pastor should
be able to preach revelation on the level of a prophet.
I believe that. That's good.
So I've taken that.
I remember him saying that.
That's good. So God's plan for man is for man to increase. Look at page 2 there, Gloria, and we'll go through a couple of these things. God's plan for man. The blessing, as we know, were the first words that were declared over mankind. You know, Jeremy last year, he just celebrated in October his 37th birthday.
No, he's not nearly 40 years old.
37th birthday. And we were reminiscing about it, Terry and I, Jeremy and Sarah. And I was talking about when he was born. Now, when he was born in 1979, the men were not allowed in with the women yet into the where the children were born. I had to sit in a room outside. So as soon as Jeremy was born, they brought him to me and they put him in my arms. And I looked down at him and I said, I want to introduce myself to you. I am your father.
Oh, was that good?
Those were the first words that Jeremy heard outside of the womb. Of course, we spoke to him when he was in the womb.
Yeah.
But those were the first words that Jeremy heard and the first words that man heard. You are to be blessed.
Christ.
You are to be.
Praise God.
You are to be empowered.
Words of blessing.
He empowered man to prosper and to increase on the earth.
See how important it was?
Those first words.
That God wanted you to be blessed. God wanted his man to be blessed.
He said to him, be fruitful, multiply. He said multiply, which multiplies increase. Increase. He pointed at increase. Increase. We are destined to increase.
And then later he made it plain for them and he gave them, this is the blessing, this is the curse. If you follow me, you get the blessing.
Yep.
If you do what I say, you're blessed. If you don't, you're under the curse.
That's right.
So he gave men a choice. And man still has that choice
today. He still has that choice today.
Glory to God. Yep. I choose to do things God's way.
The blessing means to be empowered to prosper and increase as a result of having God's favor bestowed on your life.
Amen.
To be blessed is to continually walk in the spirit of increase in spite of the conditions.
Like that.
This is something that is continual. It is nonstop. We are walking in this family. We are walking in a nonstop, continual spirit of increase wherever we go. Good things happen to us all the time.
That's right.
Wonderful things are placed in our hands all the time. Gifts are given to us all the time. I was sitting in Billy Brim's Autumn Assembly last year, last October, and I'm sitting there next to a friend of mine who I've known in ministry for many years, and I took notice of his watch. It was a Movado gold watch.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kind of looked over and I thought, Terry gave me a Movado, a silver watch some years ago for anniversary. And it's a black blank face with just a little silver thing at the 12. And I just looked over it and thought, boy, that's a nice watch. Well, we went on with the service and all of a sudden, this man took my hand and he put that watch in my hand.
Praise God. The blessing.
And I thought, oh God. And Gloria, this happens to me all the time. There are things that are given to me all the time. That things that I've desired. You know, it was last year when the Lord really put into my heart about the archive here at the ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really bothering me because I didn't know where anything was. I put together boxes over in like Arlington and I would carry these four boxes with me.
When
we moved, I carried them with me to Beach Street office. Then I carried them with me out here. And when I became executive director, I moved from publications upstairs to that office. And I lost contact with those boxes. And some months ago, somebody brought me into an old storage room and there they were.
Wow.
Praise
and
God.
My heart just jumped. Well, what happened since then is more pictures, more boxes, things are coming in from all over the place. You know what that is? That's the spirit of increase. It is the spirit of increase, and God will grant you the very desires of your heart because you are, and this is one thing we'll talk about later on too, you are marked for increase. I am marked for increase.
That's good, George. Is that on here?
That'll be in our upcoming teaching. We'll have a whole day we're going to talk about being marked for increase. I am marked for increase.
How did you get marked? You got born again.
I got born again.
You got filled with the Holy Ghost.
I got born again.
You let the Spirit of God reveal to you what God says in the Word.
Yes,
ma'am. And all you did
was take it.
Act on it.
I did. This spirit That's of awesome. Increase, they've given us 2 minutes. Let me just read a couple of these things if I could.
Okay.
Proverbs 10:22. The blessing of the Lord, it makes rich, and He adds no sorrow with it.
Awesome.
The spirit of increase was perpetual. God's plan for man to increase man, it continued in spite of Adam's high treason. In Genesis 9:1, God blessed and increased Noah. In Genesis 12:2, He did the same thing with Abraham. Mm-hmm. In Genesis 26, He did that with Isaac. Isaac sowed in the land. He received in the same year 100-fold. And in Galatians 3:29, it is God's plan for us to increase. If you be Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise.
And what does the Bible say about God? He never changes.
He never changes.
That's still His will.
So
it's
the
His
spirit,
will to increase
The spirit of
me.
Increase that was on Adam in the beginning,
yes.
That spirit of increase, it's on us now. It's
Praise
with
God.
Us now.
Jesus
broke the curse of poverty. We've been redeemed from that curse. We walk in the blessing of Abraham. And I'll finish up with this, Gloria. We should be walking in a greater degree of the spirit of increase because our covenant is a better covenant founded upon better promises.
That's right.
And everywhere we go, we are to cultivate the Garden of Eden.
Amen.
So, Lord, right now, the blessing
Praise
is on
God.
Us. The
Praise
increase
God.
Is on us. The spirit of increase is on us.
Yes,
and
Lord.
Everywhere we go, we are establishing gardens of Eden.
Praise
Your plan for man is continuing. And your plan for us was to increase
Praise
in
God.
Jesus' name.
Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Awesome,
Amen.
George. You
Amen.
Boy got me excited.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God, Gloria.
The spirit of increase, the blessing of the Lord, it makes rich, and He adds no sorrow with it. Take it. George and I'll be right back.
Take it.